You're going to read with us tonight. We're going to read some out of the 22nd chapter of the book of St. Luke and the 7th chapter of the book of St. John. 22nd chapter, book of St. Luke and the 7th chapter of the book of St. John. Like I say, we appreciate the privilege of being here. Appreciate you. It's able to come tonight, be in the service. We're going to start St. Luke, the 22nd chapter. We're going to start about the 31st verse. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired thee to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen the brethren. He said unto him, Lord, I am ready to go with thee both into prison and to death. And he said, I tell thee, Peter, the cock shall not crow this day before that thou shalt thrice deny that thou knowest me. He said unto them, when I sent you without purse and scrip and shoes, lacked ye anything? And they said, nothing. Then said he unto them, but now he that hath a purse, let him take it, and likewise his scrip. And he that hath no sword, let him sell his garment and buy one. For I say unto you that this that is written must yet be accomplished in me. And he was reckoned among the transgressors, for the things concerning me have an end. And they said, Lord, behold, here are two swords. And he said unto them, it is enough. And he came out and went as he wont to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples also followed him. When he was at the place, he said unto them, pray that ye enter not into temptation. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast, and kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was as it were great drops of blood falling down to the ground. And when he rose up from the prayer, he found them sleeping for sorrow, and said unto them, why sleep ye? Rise and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. And while he yet spake, behold, a multitude, and he that was called Judas, one of the 12, went before them and drew near unto Jesus to kiss him. But Jesus said unto him, Judas, betrayest thou the Son of Man with a kiss? When they which were about him saw what would follow, they said unto him, Lord, shall we smite with the sword? And one of them smote the servant of the high priest and cut off his right ear. And Jesus answered and said, suffer ye thus far. And he touched his ear and healed him. Then Jesus said unto the chief priests and captains and of the temple and the elders which were come to him, Be ye come out as against a thief with sword and staves? When I was daily with you in the temple, ye stretched forth no hands against me, but this is your hour and the power of darkness. Then took they him and led him and brought him into the high priest's house, and Peter followed afar off. And when they had kindled a fire in the midst of the hall and were set down together, Peter sat down among them. But a certain maid beheld him as he sat by the fire and earnestly looked upon him and said, This man was also with him. And he denied him, saying, Woman, I know him not. And after a little while, another saw him and said, Thou art also of them. And Peter said, Man, I am not. And about a space of 1 hour, after another confidently affirmed, saying, Of a truth, this fellow also was with him, for he is a Galilean. And Peter said, Man, I know not what thou sayest. And immediately, while he yet spake, the cock crew. And the Lord turned and looked upon Peter. And Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said unto him, Before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And Peter went out and wept bitterly. And the men that held Jesus mocked him and smote him. When they had blindfolded him, they struck him on the face and asked him, saying, Prophesy, who is it that smote thee? And many other things blasphemously spake they against him. And as soon as it was day, the elders of the people and the chief priests and the scribes came together and led him into their council, saying, Art thou the Christ? Tell us. And he said unto them, If I tell you, you will not believe. And if I also ask you, you will not answer me, nor let me go. Hereafter shall the Son of Man sit on the right hand of the power of God. Then said they all, Art thou then the Son of God? And he said unto them, Ye say that I am. And they said, What need we any further witness? For we ourselves have heard of his own mouth. Seventh chapter, the book of St. John. I'm going to start with the first verse. It says, After these things Jesus walked in Galilee, for he was not walk in Jewry, because the Jews sought to kill him. Now the Jews' feast of the tabernacles was at hand. His brethren therefore said unto him, Depart hence and go into Judea, that thy disciples also may see the works that thou doest. For there is no man that doeth anything in secret, and he himself seeketh to be known openly. If thou do these things, show thyself to the world. For neither did his brethren believe in him. Then Jesus said unto them, My time is not yet come, but your time is always ready. The world cannot hate you, but me it hateth, because I testify of it, that the works thereof are evil. Go ye up unto this feast. I go not up yet unto the feast, for my time is not yet full come. And when he had said these words unto them, he abode still in Galilee. But when his brethren were gone up, then went he also up into the feast, not openly, but as it were in secret. Then the Jews sought him at the feast and said, "Where is he?" There was much murmuring among the people concerning him, for some said, "He is a good man." Others said, "Nay, but he deceiveth the people." Howbeit, no man spake openly of him for fear of the Jews. Now, I believe that's all I'll read this evening, and know that that's a good bit out of both places. But nonetheless, we need your prayers, that you'd just pray for us for just a minute. I don't know altogether if there's what we may do and where these two go together. One, in the book of John, should have probably read it first and then read Luke, but nonetheless, it's talking pretty much about the same thing. But I want to leave something with you tonight, if you would help us with. Appreciate it. The Bible says over in the book of Luke, and I read it to you, that Peter and the disciples had come down to the place that Christ was fixing to be laid hold of and crucified. His time, in other words, had come. He said in the book of St. John, he told them over, he said, "My time is not yet come, but your time is always ready." In other words, your time is at hand at any time. But he said, "My time has not yet come." He knew without a doubt, brethren, the hour and the time that his life was going to be taken out. He most certainly did. There's something I look sometimes, and I've been around people at the point of death, and these folks, my friend, that absolutely know that it's drawing nigh. And when it's drawing nigh, the Bible says here that he took his disciples, did he not? And he set them aside, and he said, "Pray that you enter not into temptation." He said he went just a little further and he prayed that the cup might pass from him. You'll find it written in other, some of the Gospels, my friend, that he went and prayed three different times about this matter. Now, he knew without a doubt, brethren, his time was fully come. His time was now. He told them in the days, you just bear with me. I know it's a back and forth, but brethren, in the book of St. Luke, he said, "My time is not yet come." And he told them, he said, "You go on to the feast." He said, "I'll not go up at this time." But brethren, the scriptures tells us that he went on. Because why? Because his time had fully come. It come to the place, my friend, of that had been prophesied that he would become the propitiation. He would become the supreme sacrifice. He would become the mediator, my friend, and he'd go back to the Father and therefore, and make intercession for us. My friend, that was coming. But for all that to happen, brethren, Jesus had to come to an end. My friend, he told of in the 22nd chapter, he said, "The things concerning me have a end." My friend, they've got an end to them. My friend, what did he mean by that? My friend, that it was going to be complete. My friend, complete tonight. My friend, was what he was going to make full. My friend, yes sir, he come into this world. My friend and brethren, he come to die for me and you. Yes, he did. He didn't come for fame. My friend, he didn't come for fortune. My friend, he didn't come tonight, my friend, that he might make himself a name. My friend, and yet there's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. My friend, brethren, they could not be saved because they could not believe. My friend, no, sir. No, sir. My friend, you might think it strange. My friend, but brethren, these people would not be saved today. My friend, because they will not believe. My friend, they will not surrender. My friend, we sang a song in the church hymnal. My friend, it says, I surrender all. My friend, all to Jesus. I surrender. I surrender all. My friend, brethren, you'll never get saved. My friend, without surrendering all. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, it behooves us, my friend, to live our life fully. My friend, because our time is any time. Is that not right? My friend, why did he tell them, my friend, my time is not yet? My friend, it was just a few hours away. My friend, but it wouldn't yet. He told Peter, he said, before this day, my friend, ends, you'll deny me three times. My friend, in this day, Peter didn't believe that. Did you know that? Peter didn't believe. You know why? I started out, I guess, in the middle. I hate that. My friend, but brethren, he had talked to Peter and he said, oh, Satan's desired you. My friend, to sift you just like wheat. My friend, he said, I pray the Father that he keep you until thou art converted. Yes, sir. My friend, I don't know about you. My friend, these people, I've had people to tell me. My friend, I wished I'd have lived when Jesus was here. My friend, ain't no different. My friend, it still takes belief. Yes, sir. They, a lot of them walked with him, didn't believe him. My friend, he told them so. Yes, sir. Some of them, my friend, walked because of the fishes and the loaves. My friend, yes, sir, see what some miracle he might do. Yes, sir, that they might be receivers. But listen to me. Brethren, we're living in the day, my friend, that Jesus was talking about. My friend, that they could not serve him until they were converted. My friend, it takes a conversion. Yes, it does. It takes a conversion. My friend, I thought about. My friend, brethren, if we really knew how close to death we are, my friend, brethren, we might change a few things. How'd you know that? My friend, preacher, you're trying to scare me. My friend, I venture to say that everyone sitting here, my friend, if you took a stroll through the graveyard, my friend, you'd find somebody your age. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, you know what they thought? My friend, they didn't think they was going to die either. No, sir. And I know. I believe you could ask a lot of people on the day they died. My friend, brethren, just how close to death they were is the furthest thing from their mind. Yes, sir. My friend, but you know what? eye trim, they died. Yes, they did, Brother Bruce, talking about. Hadn't I, friend, the man's killed on the motorcycle. Hadn't I, friend, I can just venture, my friend, going down the road. Hadn't I, friend, he didn't think much about dying. Hadn't I, friend, no, sir. No, sir. Preacher, you want us to think about dying? Hadn't I, friend, brother, the truth of it is you need to be ready. You need to be prepared. Hadn't I, friend, for the day of death? Hadn't I, what did old David say? Just but one heartbeat? Hadn't I, friend, one heartbeat? Hadn't I, friend, the normal heart rate somewhere around 67? Hadn't I, friend, 66 beats per minute? Hadn't I, friend, brethren, one heartbeat? Hadn't I, friend, brethren, goes pretty quick. You know that? It goes pretty quick. Hadn't I, friend, how dangerous is blood clots? Hadn't I, friend, yeah. How dangerous are they? Hadn't I, friend, brethren, if they find out you got one, hadn't I, friend, they certain things they don't want you doing. Hadn't I, friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir, I can remember. I don't know why. Hadn't I, friend, I'm not trying to be negative tonight. Hadn't I, friend, in Jesus Christ, there's life. Hadn't I, friend, without him, there's death. Yes, sir, it's all that's left. Hadn't I, friend, yes, sir, dead. Hadn't I, friend, or alive. One of the two. Hadn't I, friend, thank God, thank God. Hadn't I, friend, brother, and I rose up this morning. Hadn't I, friend, whether I felt good or whether I didn't feel good, I was happy to be alive. Yes, sir. Hadn't I, friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hadn't I, friend, I read the obituaries quite often. Hadn't I, friend, sad to say, but it's the only way I can learn. I hear about some things. Hadn't I, friend, and I've read them a lot of times and found out a lot of my friends. Hadn't I, friend, has gone. Hadn't I, friend, didn't hear about it, didn't know about it. Hadn't I, friend, listen to me. Hadn't I, friend, about the second funeral I ever had. Hadn't I, friend, was a woman. Hadn't I, friend, matter of fact, is Jeff Towell's grandmother. And Larry Towell's mother. Hadn't I, friend, yes, sir. She had had an accident. Hadn't I, friend, it broke her leg. Hadn't I, friend, you know what? She'd done pretty good. Hadn't I, friend, they fixed her leg, sent her home. Hadn't I, friend, you know what? 2 days. Hadn't I, friend, she died. Yes, sir, she died. I come to find out she had a blood clot. Hadn't I, friend, hear me. Hear me. They can fix some things. Hadn't I, friend, but brethren, they some things God's got a hold of. You say, preacher, I don't believe that. Hadn't I, friend, I'll say this. Hadn't I, friend, I've looked over. Hadn't I, friend, a lot of the funerals that I've had, I've got a journal. I know every one of them. Hadn't I, friend, and every now and again, Jeff, I'll just look over it. Hadn't I, friend, I get to reading. I'm going to tell you folks something. I buried a lot of people around Mountain View. Hadn't I, friend, I most certainly have down through the years. I've buried a lot of your parents. Hadn't I, friend, yes, sir, some of your grandparents. Hadn't I, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hadn't I, friend, brother, I'm not. I love Frank Owen. Hadn't I, friend, I really did. Hadn't my friend Frank Owens was, I ain't going to say he's the best member we had, my friend, but I can tell you the year that he died. My friend, brother, they wasn't nobody in this church, my friend, as excited about revival as Frank Owens. My friend, yes, sir. I'm talking about from January on. My friend, he'd get up and testify. My friend, brethren, he could not wait. My friend, the June rolled around. My friend, yeah, glory, hallelujah. Preacher, you ought not shout. I got news for you. My friend, God had a plan. Yes, he did. My friend, Frank Owens was in his plan. Yes, sirree. My friend, preacher, I don't understand. My friend, what you're saying. My friend, brethren, Frank Owens laid his last testimony. My friend, yes, sir. If I'm not mistaken, my friend, he mentioned how precious my friend Jesus was. To him, Leroy. My friend, to him. Thank God. My friend, yes, sir. How precious the Lord was. My friend, brethren, I tell you, you'll never do no better. My friend, thank God, than living for Jesus. My friend, no, you won't. My friend, you don't have to have a big education. My friend, but I'll say this. If you do, you don't have to let that stand in your way. My friend, there's a lot of educated fools. Do you know that? Yes, sir. My friend, can I tell you what God's word says? My friend, he said he didn't call many wise. My friend, as concerned in this world, my friend, as they look at wisdom, he said he didn't call many. My friend, I had an old man that I had to deal with. My friend, and he's a my friend, he's a doctor. Yes, sir. In physics. My friend, yes, sir. And you get to talking to him about God, he'll start talking to you about physics. Yes, sir. My friend, I'll tell you what a lot of people don't realize. My friend, without God, you ain't got no physics. Woo! 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 Glory! My friend, hallelujah, your education ain't gonna get you nowhere. As concerning, my friend, your end. My friend, brother, you'll die and go to hell. My friend, with a wise heart and a wise mind concerning the world. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. How many of you, my friend, know good-hearted people? My friend, yes, sir, good-hearted people. Yes, sir, I know the man, my friend. Far as I know, I thought he was saved. Just to be honest with you, he is that good a moral man. My friend, you know what happened to him? My friend, one night at church, he got saved. My friend, you know what he was? He is a better moral man. Yes, sir, you wouldn't think you'd see a big change, brethren, but there's a big change from the old Adam and the new. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. My friend, this old Adam that you're looking at, he gonna die. My friend, sometime or another. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, I've outstripped my friend age-wise. My friend, a couple of uncles died before they ever hit my age. My friend and a granddaddy. My friend that died before they ever hit my age. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Not Not that I've done anything. Haven't I, friend? But don't tell me I didn't think about it. Haven't I, friend, when I was around their age? Haven't I, friend? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Good people, good men. Haven't I, friend? But, brethren, what happened? They died. Haven't I, friend? Yes, sir. Listen to me. Haven't I, friend? Old Thurman Hightower used to say, haven't I, friend? He'd come through. Haven't I, friend? After I'd preach a message, he said, Randy, he said, you're going to have to slow down. Haven't I, friend? And I just looked at him a few times and I said, Thurman, I said, you tell me how. Haven't I, friend? And I'll slow down. Haven't I, friend? He had no more to say. Haven't I, friend? You can't help it. Haven't I, friend? Sometimes the Spirit of God get a hold of you. Haven't I, friend? You just can't help it tonight. Haven't I, friend? No, sir. No, sir. Haven't I, friend? But I'll tell you one thing. Haven't I, friend? I can tell in my body. Haven't I, friend, brethren, that I'm nowhere near as strong as I used to be. Haven't I, friend? And I ain't got the extension that I used to have. I ain't got the breath. I fight for it. Haven't I, friend, a lot of times? But listen to me. Listen to me, church. Haven't I, friend? It's just as real to me tonight as it was the first message I ever preached. Haven't I, friend? Thank God, and I love it. Oh, I just love it. Haven't I, friend? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But I'm going to tell you something. Steve, haven't I, friend, right at this moment? Haven't I, friend, I can't tell you when my end going to be. Haven't I, friend, I can't tell you. No, sir. I ain't got it within me. Haven't I, friend? No, sir, not right now. Haven't I? Why is that, preacher? I want to live. Do you know that? Haven't I, friend? I've went to bed and hurt and cried and moaned all night long. Haven't I, friend, brethren, and wondering, just a wondering, my friend, when the midnight was going to be past. Haven't I, friend? But listen, you know, when I woke up the next morning, Brother Steve, I was happy to be alive. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Haven't I, friend? I got a good God. Don't you? Haven't I, friend? I've got a good God now. Let me tell you something about Thurman. Haven't I, friends? Most of y'all know. Some of you know. Haven't I, friend? He had both knees. Haven't I, friend? Operated on. Replaced. Haven't I, friend? One done pretty good. Haven't I, friend? The second one didn't do so good. Haven't I, friend? He wound back up over in the hospital. Haven't I, friend? Yes, sir. And he was over there for a little while. Haven't I, friend? I was over there one day. Haven't I, friend? And Brother Thurman looked at me. Haven't I, friend? He said, Randy. He said, it's been a good journey. Haven't I, friend? He said, but I'm about to my end. Haven't I, friend? I thought, now, Thurman, the nurse was just in here. Haven't I, friend? Said the doctor, said things was looking good. Haven't I, friend? Yeah, they on the up. Haven't I, friend? You know doctors don't know everything. No, sir. They just don't know everything. Haven't I, friend? I'll never forget my dad laying in the hospital bed. Wasn't a major surgery. He was doing very well. Haven't I, friend? And we was over there, and he just up out of the blue. Haven't I, friend? He said, you know, he said they never did find out what was wrong with Grandma Ruby as his mother. That's what he said. It was on his mind, I'm sure. Haven't I, friend? And I was sitting there thinking everything looked good, everything smooth sailing. Haven't I, friend? That's on Saturday. Haven't I, friend? Sunday evening, about 6 o'clock, he went cold blue. Haven't I, friend? Just like that. Haven't I, friend? You know what, Mike? He didn't come back. Let me rephrase that.
My friend, he was on the way out. My friend, I never will forget, we was in the room there. My friend, they'd come in, they'd say, well, everything going down. My friend, Dad was real alert. My friend talked to us. My friend, yes, sir, just as clear as day. My friend, but his vitals and all his organs. My friend, brother, they was just going down. My friend, just a slipping away. My friend, about 8 o'clock next morning, I stepped out. My friend, I hadn't been out 2 minutes. My friend, I done got way out in the parking lot. Here come one of my nephews, said, Randy. I said, you need to be back in here. My friend, he don't know why I walked out. My friend, yes, sir. My friend, I just thought, thanking the Lord. Yes, sir. My friend, that I got to keep my dad. My friend, as long as I did. My friend, don't tell me you can't know when the end's coming. My friend, I believe you can. My friend, but brethren, on certain days, we don't think too much about it. Yes, sir. My friend, yes, sir. Got good lungs. My friend, yes, sir. Got good eyes. My friend, got good hands. Got all my members. My friend, listen to me. A lot of folks ain't got all of them. Do you know that? My friend, a lot of them ain't got all down yonder. My friend, and I've been close to losing them too. Yes, sir. You know what? Tonight, I still got them. Glory. Glory. My friend, hallelujah. My friend, I don't know where it means anything to you or not, but it means something to me to have all my faculties. My friend, I can't hear real well, but I still got my ears. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, I still got my smell. My friend, you lose your smell. My friend, you see what it affects. My friend, I still got my taste. My friend, you lose that and you see what'll happen. My friend, yes, sir, I have lost it, by the way. My friend, I most certainly have. My friend, preacher, that ain't nothing. Oh, yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is. My friend, I want you to know I'm alive. Glory to God, I ain't dead. My friend, and I ain't serving no dead God. My friend, that a lot of folks is. Yes, they are. My friend, there's a lot of folks that are. My friend, Jesus knowed fully. Fully knowed, my friend, his hour was coming. My friend, and when it was coming, he told Judas, he said, whatsoever thou doest, do quickly. My friend, brethren, it was just about over. My friend, did you hear when I read to you? My friend, he said, the high priest, my friend, was in the midst, were they not? Yes, sir. They want, what they want to do with Jesus? They want to crucify him. My friend, it wasn't the world that crucified him. My friend, it was the hierarchy of Israel. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, and he knowed it. Yes, he did. He said, things that are concerning me have an end. My friend, why did he say that? Because he had to die. My friend, that it might complete, my friend, the work that God give him to do. You may not think so, but the words that Christ called out on the cross, it is finished. Brethren, them words was to his Father. It is finished. Complete.
And it was according to all that he could do in the flesh. Is that not right? But brethren, there's something else had to happen for me and you to be justified. We'd not be justified without it. We are justified by his resurrection. Yes, sir. He resurrected. Had he not resurrected and went back to the Father, we would not have a comforter. We'd be comfortless. That's not good. That's not good. I hope you got something out of the message. A lot more in it than I can get around to. I've enjoyed trying to get where I got.